Daily Reflection on the Poem. As Buddha said, just as the strong current of a waterfall cannot be reversed, so the movement of a human life is also irreversible. Here is the first Benchen Lama, Losan Chirki Gensen's poem, in its entirety. Wishes for release from the perilous straits of the intermediate state, hero releasing from fright. I and all beings throughout space and without exception go for refuge until the ultimate of enlightenments, to the past, present, and future Buddhas, the doctrine, and the spiritual community. May we be released from the frights of this life, the intermediate state, and the next. May we extract the meaningful essence of this life support without being distracted by the senseless affairs of this life. Since this good foundation, hard to gain and easy to disintegrate, presents an opportunity of choice between profit and loss, comfort and misery. May we realize that there is no time to waste, death being definite, but the time of death indefinite. What has gathered will separate, what has been accumulated will be consumed without residue. At the end of a rising comes descent. The finality of birth is death. May we be relieved from overwhelming suffering due to the various causes of death. When in this city of erroneous conceptions of subject and object, the illusory body composed of the four impure elements and consciousness are about to separate. May we be relieved from mistaken appearances of non-virtue when, deceived at the time of need by this body sustained so dearly, the frightful enemies, the lords of death manifest, and we kill ourselves with the weapons of the three poisons of lust, hatred, and bewilderment. May we remember instructions for practice. When doctors forsake us and rites are of no avail, friends have given up hope for our life, and we are left with nothing else to do. May we have the confidence of joy and delight when food and wealth accumulated with miserliness are left behind, and we separate forever from cherished and longed-for friends, going alone to a perilous situation. May we generate a powerful mind of virtue when the elements, earth, water, fire, and wind, dissolve in stages, and physical strength is lost. Mouth and nose dry and pucker, warmth withdraws, breaths are gasped, and rattling sounds emerge. May we realize the deathless mode of being when various mistaken appearances, frightful and horrible, and in particular, mirage, smoke, and fireflies appear, and the mounts of the 80 indicative conceptions cease. May we generate strong mindfulness and introspection when the wind constituent begins to dissolve into consciousness, and the external continuum of breath ceases, coarse dualistic appearances dissolve, and an appearance like a burning butter lamp dawns.